instead of using the privileges that come with being an Olympic athlete to do good for people, he did the opposite. He chose to become a major drug trafficker, and he chose to become a killer.
It's October 17th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We'll have more on the Olympian-turned-murderous drug lord still on the run. Plus, new info about the disease that's been killing racehorses at Los Alamitos.
All 16 horses were in a New Mexico barn during recent flash floods and were chest deep in filthy water.
And do you know what you do if the big one hits?
I'm going to see if this mic can get actually all the way under the desk.
How's that working out?
Actually, I'm here.
That didn't take too long.
I am under the desk.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. As details of this story started to trickle into the newsroom this morning, we kind of looked at each other and were like, what? A former Canadian Olympic athlete turned drug lord and murderer. Ryan Wedding is his name. He was allegedly the ringleader of this drug gang that ordered murders. 15 others have also been charged. And this empire used LA as its hub.
Authorities say Wedding's 13-year empire was massive and ruthless.
They moved on average 60 tons of cocaine per year. By ruthless, they were killers. Anyone who got in their way, they would target for violence, including murder.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says Wedding and his crew are accused of committing four murders in Canada, including one of an innocent couple last November.
Wedding and Clark directed the murders of two individuals, parents, the Sidhus, who were visiting Canada from India, visiting their family. This was a case of mistaken identity. Wedding and Clark believed these individuals were responsible for a lost cocaine shipment, but they weren't.
Estrada says Wedding, who went by Giant, El Jefe, and Public Enemy, used L.A. as a hub to move coke from Colombia through the U.S. and Canada using long-haul trucks and had help from the Mexican cartels. There's now a $50,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of Wedding, who's believed to be in Mexico.
Wedding competed for Canada in the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake City on the snowboarding team. We told you about these horses dying from a disease at Los Alamitos. In addition to the horses who are dying from racing, which is sort of a regular occurrence, now we know what has been causing this infection. It looks like it was a contaminated medical instrument. It's infected at least 20 racehorses.
All of the horses were trained by Heath Taylor. He wrote on Facebook, "This has been the toughest experience of his professional career." He wrote that all 16 horses were in a New Mexico barn during recent flash floods and were chest deep in filthy water. The disease is called equine infectious anemia.
It has to have a blood-to-blood contact.
Dr. Richard Stevens with Conejo Valley Equine is not part of the case or investigation, but he gave us some insight. He said EIA is mostly transmitted by horse flies or mosquito bites.
So we typically do not see it here in California with rare exceptions, but in the southern states, especially like Louisiana, Florida, sometimes Texas, it's an ongoing issue.
However, in this case, USDA epidemiologists have linked all 16 cases through transmission from medical procedures, for example, something like a syringe. Taylor said he is fully cooperating with the investigation.
Thanks to Emily Valdez for helping us start to get to the bottom of that story. It's been a year since four Pepperdine students died on PCH in Malibu. They were sorority sisters on the side of the road when a car going more than 100 miles an hour hit them. Fraser Baum was the guy driving that car. He was arrested, charged with murder. He's out on bail now. He'll be back in court next month. Families of the students are suing the state and the county and the city of Malibu, saying they knew that PCH was dangerous, but they didn't do anything about it. Michael Shane's 13-year-old daughter, Emily, died back in 2010 on PCH. He went on to produce a movie about the dangers of the road called 21 Miles in Malibu.
The state is trying to figure out, how do we do this? And it's obvious that there are some serious design issues on a road that was designed in the 50s. for the 21st century. But what we have to do is we have to take 21st century technology, all this brilliance that is now coming out, and apply it and stop talking about it and do it.
They have made some changes since these four deaths. CHP officers are now patrolling the highway again, along with the LA County Sheriff's Department, and more are coming. Speed cameras are going to be up and running next fall, and they're synchronizing the traffic lights. There's a vigil this evening to remember the people killed on the stretch of PCH. Big flood on the campus of UCLA. A water main break happened just before noon on Thursday between the Ackerman Student Union and a couple of engineering buildings. Daily Bruin says there was water dripping into an electric room in the engineering building and things were covered with plastic. Construction worker Edward was nearby. He gave us a call at KNX and told us what he saw.
Water rushing down a walkway and then down a little street where the students are dropped off. And they got police there now and fire department. And they're trying to figure out where it's coming from. But there's a lot of water.
University says a lot of flooding, but they say no major emergency at this time. 10 million people across California, I don't know how they estimate this, but they say 10 million people participated in the Great California Shakeout Earthquake Drill. Schools, government agencies, businesses do it to help prepare people for the event when a big earthquake actually happens. And here at KNX, Vicky Moore, Mike Simpson, Brian Douglas tried to be good models of that while they were on the air.
I'm going to see if this mic can get actually all the way under the desk.
How's that working out?
Actually, I'm here.
That didn't take too long.
I am under the desk.
Charlotte Fadipi with the California Earthquake Authority says, if you feel shaking, first thing you got to do is don't panic. Don't run outside. For some reason, people tend to think that's a good idea. Don't stand in a doorway. You could get hit by a flying object.
The best thing to do is to make yourself as small as possible. So you drop to your knees, you cover your head with your hands, and if you can find a table or bench or something sturdy to get under, or even lean against the wall, hold on to that. That will help to give you some stability.
She says if you're in a car, what you should do is slow down to a stop and get somewhere safe when possible. SoCal's been hit with several earthquakes this year, more than average, measuring 4.0 and larger. Last one was a 4.7 in Malibu last month. Well, this one never got off the ground, but if you want to see a space shuttle built way back in 1972 as a prototype, you'll be able to see it at the Columbia Memorial Space Center in about a year. All the parts rolled through Downey today, and John Baird was there to see it.
They only had to move it a few blocks, the nose and the crew compartment on one truck, the other pieces of the shuttle covered up on some other trucks, and then the very back end with the rocket nozzles. A couple of hundred people showed up to watch.
I think it's pretty awesome, pretty interesting for the city of Downey.
The mayor here, Mario Trujillo, said this is huge to get the shuttle rebuilt and put on display. But as he pointed out, the city is first in a lot of things.
Not only do we have the oldest McDonald's, the first Taco Bell, the birthplace of the Apollo space mission. Do you realize how big that is? And the birthplace of the space shuttle program.
For many, it was just a day of history seeing this shuttle up close and personal. After all, this is the home of the space shuttle.
This is where it happened. Please be proud of where you are from, and that's Downey, California. And I want every kid in Downey, California to know about our legacy.
Well, the Hollywood Hills were the home of P-22, and his legacy is being memorialized with a new mural on Hollywood Boulevard. While he didn't get a star on the Walk of Fame, he did get this big painting of a star. Natalie Tavidian talked with Beth Pratt, who was P-22's biggest booster when he was alive.
And his legacy continues. There's this big, beautiful mural we're standing in front of right now that's really cool and interactive.
It's amazing. I can't thank Corey Maddie enough, L.A. Hope Diller. For me, I mean, he is a part of Hollywood. And I think so many people, not just L.A., but people around the world connected to this cat. And now when they see the Hollywood sign, they think P-22.
Do you hope that giving P-22 this virtual star and people seeing that here on the Walk of Fame, what do you hope this does for the overall the Save Cougars campaign?
Yeah, I mean, this is what P-22 is always our poster cat, right? Because, you know, people loved him, but he also brought the reality of what, you know, not just mountain lions, but all wildlife are dealing with in our human environments and our cities. And look, he inspired the Wallace-Annenberg Wildlife Crossing, now under construction. But we need to do more. In our Save LA Cougars campaign, we need to do more crossings. We need to do more for connectivity and wildlife. And when people do the QR code on this mural, they'll see how they can get involved.
Update on Liam Payne's death next. Liam Payne's bandmates in One Direction are out with a statement a day after he fell to his death in Buenos Aires. It says in part, "We're completely devastated by the news of Liam's passing. In time and when everyone's able to, there will be more to say. The memories we shared with him will be treasured forever." Signed, Lewis, Zane, Niall, and Harry. And that's the LA Local for this October 17th. Sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search KNX News. And follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. And leave a 5-star rating and review if you'd be so kind. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.